The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
I'm Doug Brown. The Hawks and Clippers can advance to the conference finals with wins at home tonight. Hawks and 76ers play Game 6 with coverage starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, TV, and the app. TV and the app will also have Jazz and Clippers at 10 Eastern. 2 years after his retirement as a player, Dirk Nowitzki comes back to the Mavericks as a special assistant in the front office. ESPN's Mark Spears wonders how much he'll really do.
Mark Cuban always gets in the way. He is the owner of the team, but he basically serves as a general manager, too.
Mark Spears on the Max Kellerman Show. 2 weeks after moving up from Celtics coach to team president, Brad Stevens trades Kemba Walker and this year's first-round pick to the Thunder. In return, Boston will bring Al Horford back to the team, along with Moses Brown. The top medical advisor to the Japanese government says the safest way to hold the Olympics is without fans. The organizers and the IOC want Japanese fans to attend. Fans from outside Japan will not be allowed.
Can the Clippers win this series without a Kawhi Leonard?
I picked the Clippers in 7. They're playing this fine winning basketball, and I just don't see the Utah Jazz getting over the hump.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Michael Eaves in for Max today. You can hit me on Twitter at Michael Eaves. We're also on the phone lines, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Hey, did you miss the earlier portions of the Max Kellerman Show today? We have Rob Ninkovich talk about what teams should do with rookie quarterbacks that are drafted very high. We had Mark Spears on talking about the turmoil that there is in Dallas with Mark Cuban and also what's happening with Brad Stevens moving to the front office in Boston. You can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts. Joining us now on the Goodyear Hotline is the all-time leading scorer, the history of the Pac-12, 9-year NBA veteran, former most improved player, and more importantly, my former partner on Clipper pre- and post-game shows, Don McLean on ESPN Radio. What's up, my brother?
That's always the thing I put on my resume, Michael. The number one line item is I hosted a show with Michael Eaves.
I thought you would go with never lost a game of horse in your adult life, Don McLean.
That's number two.
Okay,
number two.
Hey, man. I appreciate you joining me today, and especially today because something could happen tonight in L.A., Don, that's never happened in the history of that organization, and that is the Clippers finally going to the conference finals. They're up 3-2. They're at home. What's your feeling on how this game is going to play out tonight?
Well, you hope if you're a Clipper fan, it plays out like Game 5 and PG goes bananas and Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson come along with him. I have a feeling that, Quinn's not going to allow the other two to get going because without Kawhi, Marcus Morris becomes the second most important player on the floor. So somebody else is going to have to step up, I believe. The good news for the Clippers is they have a ton of depth. And that's why a lot of people like them. I think people backed off them because of what happened in the bubble. But for me, coming into the year, what they did during the year, adding Rondo and Cousins, to me, I thought they were way better than they were in the bubble. But now you're playing with no Kawhi. So I think some other guys are going to have to step up tonight, but I really do believe, Mike, they get it done tonight.
Well, with that said, Don, how much pressure is on Paul George to be the reason this series does not go back to Utah for a Game 7?
I look at it this way, Michael. You know, Paul has taken a ton of incoming. Some of it deserved, some of it not so much deserved. But he has an opportunity tonight to really erase a lot of that. If he can win this game tonight and beat the Suns in the conference finals and get to the finals, a lot of this stuff he takes is going to go away. And I think he understands that. So, yeah, is there pressure? But if he can flip it in his own mind and say, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to really increase my legacy, I think he's going to come out.
I mean, you know it's going to mean a lot for him having grown up there in Southern California, Don, just as you did. And you know how the Lakers have this huge shadow over all things NBA in Southern California. And then there's also the history that looms large over this organization. The Clippers, Don, are 0-8 all time with a chance to clinch a conference finals appearance. That's the longest losing streak in NBA history. And they've lost those games by an average of nearly 15 points a game. I know there's different players involved, there's different coaches involved, but from an organizational standpoint, Don, they haven't done it yet. How big will it be for them to finally achieve it?
It'd be gigantic. And you and I mean, the dog days or the bad days of Clippers basketball way back when and what's happened since then till now, there's been so many ups and downs, so many opportunities, so many lost opportunities. I just get the feeling that there's a different spirit about this team. You know, Doc was there for 7 years, and it feels different this year with Ty Lue. It really does. It feels like there's more confidence, there's more resolve, and even more will and spirit to, like, wrong those paths. And that stat that you just gave, everyone's aware of it. Everyone's aware of what's happened in the past with the Clippers. I think this team is determined and motivated to change the narrative.
Don McLean, Clippers analyst, joining us here on the Max Kellerman Show. Michael Lee's in for Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Well, let's play bad scenario for Clipper fans tonight, Don. Let's say the Jazz come in there to Staples Center and they win and they force a game seven. Can you see the Clippers winning that game on the road?
Well, they won game five on the road, so you can't say it's not possible. I just what I'm going to be fascinated with tonight, and I touched on it early, Mike, was the adjustments made tonight. Like, what is Quinn Snyder going to do? Because that blueprint from the other night is what the Clippers need to do to win. And so how does the Jazz change that? And what does Quinn Snyder do in terms of his scheme to change it? So I think early on I'm going to be watching it for any adjustments that the Jazz make, especially defensively. And the other thing the Jazz got to do, Michael, is they got to get Gobert going. Like, he's been good defensively, but offensively – the Clippers are playing him perfectly because he's been almost a non-factor on the offensive end. So do they change anything offensively as well? So I guess to answer your question, we'll know a lot more tonight in terms of changes. But I don't think it's out of the question that even if the Clippers lose tonight that they can't go in there and win game seven.
Right. You know, Don, you and I worked together about almost 10 years, I believe, on those Clipper broadcasts, and you and I share one thing. We don't root for teams. We don't really care who wins or loses these games, even when we were doing Clipper games, because we're about the stories and what happens and why they happen, things of that nature. But from a personal standpoint, having grown up in L.A. and spent so much time there, how badly do you want to see the Clippers face Chris Paul and the Suns in the Western Conference Finals?
I really do, and you're right, Michael. I don't root. I'm not a fan. You know, it's my job, what we do as an analyst on TV, to break down things and tell the people watching why. But it sure would be great if this happened tonight, and it sure would be great if they could somehow win the Western Conference and get to the finals as well. You know, I've known PG for a long time. I had him pre-draft.
Yep.
And so for him and some of the highs that he's had, but some of the lows he's had, I just think for him personally – especially in the last 6 to 12 months, what's happened, and as I said earlier, all the incoming that he's taken, it would be great for him to get over the hump and for this franchise to get over the hump and at least get to the conference final.
It would be an emotional thing for the city of Los Angeles. Even Laker fans will be hyped up to see Chris Paul face the Clippers for a chance to go to the NBA Finals. I'm here for it. I just want the story and the drama, and hopefully it plays out that way. Hey, Don, good to talk to you, brother. Hopefully we can get back out to L.A. I'll play some golf with you sometime.
Absolutely, Michael. Good to talk to you, man.
My brother, Don McLean, joining us here, Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So who's facing the most pressure tonight in Game 6? Is it the Sixers on the road against the Hawks down 3-2 or the Jazz in L.A. down 3-2 the Clippers? Or is it more on an individual player or coach? Is it on Doc Rivers? Is it on Ben Simmons? Is it on Paul George? Taking your phone calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-3776. Michael Lee's in for Max Kellerman today. Hey, Major League Baseball's on ESPN Radio. We've got two games on our air this weekend. Tomorrow, A's-Yankees at 1 o'clock Eastern. That's 10 o'clock out on the West Coast. And then Sunday Night Baseball, Cardinals and Braves, 7 Eastern, 6 Central on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. This MLB Weekend Preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma Money. Progress starts here.
DJ and ZZ.
There's a handful of guys in professional sports that you root for to win a championship. Larry Fitzgerald deserves to win a Super Bowl. When you buried in Arizona, you're not getting one.
Get the latest from the NFL Monday morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Yeah. The Monkees. See, now, bringing us back in the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Raj, what you know about the Monkees, dog?
I was about to ask, which Beatles album did this come from? I'm pretty sure this is the same thing. It's the Beatles, right?
No, bro. It's the Monkees.
Happy birthday to you, Paul McCartney. It's his birthday, 79th, so we figured we'd come back with some Beatles.
Which is actually the Monkees, but if you missed the first hour of the Max Kellerman Show, and no doubt, Raj revealed to America that when he was a kid, he actually thought the Monkees were really the Beatles, and they just changed the name to put them on TV. Well, that's clearly not the case whatsoever, not even close to being the case. But I do have a Monkee story. Peter Tork was a keyboardist and bass player for the Monkees, okay? He's from Connecticut, which is where ESPN is clearly headquartered. When I lived in Venice, in L.A. for a spell, I lived in a duplex that was formerly owned by Peter Tork. It was his house. Like, it was when I lived in, it was a duplex, but after he moved out, they converted into a duplex. It used to be this full house, and it was owned by Peter Tork. My wife's best friend grew up in Venice, and when she came to our place for the first time, she walked up to it and she says, "I've been in this house before as a kid. Peter Tork from the Monkees used to live here." So that's my Monkee story. But Raj, I knew they weren't the Beatles, though. Like, before I moved, I didn't know who Peter Tork was, but I knew who the Monkees were not, and they were not the Beatles. By the way, Peter
okay.
Tork.
Well, but did the Beatles ever have a TV show? Hello? Don't disrespect the Monkees. Did they ever get their own show?
They had a movie. They had a movie. What would you rather have? A motion picture or a TV show?
All right, whatever.
All right. By the way, God rest Peter Tork's soul. He died in Mansfield, Connecticut 2 years ago. Michael Eastman from Max Kellerman today, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Taking your phone calls before we get to the top of the hour, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which road team is under the most pressure in tonight's Game 6? Sixers in Atlanta or Jazz in L.A.? I think it's the Sixers because of the fact that they've had two big leads in this series already, and a lot of fans in Philly believe it should have never gotten to a Game 6 to begin with. And, oh, by the way, Doc Rivers, as a head coach in multiple places now, has blown significant leads in the postseason, either a 3-1 series lead or large leads, 26 points, 25 points in playoff games, and lost. That's why I believe most of the pressure is centered there in Philadelphia. And it is those collapses that people will remember, especially in Philly. But Doc Rivers said, yeah, those losses supposed to hurt.
Losses like this sting, and they should. And that's what I told our guys. Like, yeah, they should hurt. And then you get back to film and you work out the things, you see the things you didn't do, and you build them back up, you throw them back out there, and they'll be ready. They have proven to be a very resilient group, so I have no reason to believe they won't be tomorrow.
But he has to believe that. He has to be hopeful. He has to instill that same level of confidence in his players, even if they are having doubt right now, based on the fact that they've had big leads in the last two games, only to lose them to the Hawks. And now they have to go on the road to stave off elimination against Trae Young and company. The pressure's on Philly collectively as a team, and maybe specifically on Doc Rivers. Probably more so on Doc than it is on Ben Simmons. People are getting upset with Ben Simmons in terms of what he's not done, what he's incapable of doing, things of that nature. But it's the coach's responsibility to find a way to manage around whatever those lacks in production are, to find a way to win. And that's why maybe Doc Rivers may feel most of this pressure in his first season there in Philadelphia. Let's go to the phone lines. Michael in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Michael, from one bluegrass guy to another. Thanks for taking my call. A couple things. So I 100% agree with you. It's on the Sixers and it's on Doc. Like, your former team is one win away from the conference finals. You can't even put one of your superstars on the court because he has missed more free throws in this playoffs, 45, than Steve Nash did his entire career in like 44. So the trust the process thing, you have multiple superstars, defensive player, like it's just, it's on the Sixers. It's really, really bad. And you're getting beat by a subpar team overall, I would say.
Yeah.
And then my other question is, I wanted your opinion on LeBron's self-aggrandizing mentality that he gets to speak for everyone. Like he says he knows everyone's body and if anyone should know, it's him and he'll speak for this, that, and the other. I feel like he just wants to remain in the limelight. Like, you guys lost. Correlation doesn't mean causation. This is a little blip on the radar because this has never been done before, coming out of the bubble and playing again. And that doesn't affect everyone because not everyone was the last four, the final two teams. And, like, I feel like since they lost, he came out and said, hey, I'm changing my number to six. And now, yeah, hey, I want to speak for everyone. It almost, like, correlates to, like, a guy in corporate talking for the guys in the warehouse.
Right, I got it. I got to let you go, Mike. LeBron speaks for the players because he's the face of the league and has been for a while, and people often look to him to speak. He feels that responsibility. And even though he's not currently in the playoffs right now, he's worried about the guys who are there because he is a fan of this sport and he loves it. So that's, I think, why he felt compelled to do that. I don't think it's necessarily about him, you know, trying to take over everything. Hey, thanks for indulging me this week. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Hey, Michael Eaves here. Max is back Monday with a reaction to a jam-packed NBA playoff weekend, plus NBA champ Kendrick Perkins as the conference finals will be set. It's the Max Kellerman Show, 2 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Thanks for listening to the Max Kellerman Show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.